This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
This legislation would require that the Freight Railroad seek approval from the Department of Justice for any mergers or acquisitions or collective rate-making agreements, bringing them in line with trucking and airline industries. The bill also allows state attorneys general and private parties to file antitrust suits in federal court. Under current law, parties can file a complaint only with the Surface Transportation Board, but are prohibited from bringing lawsuits.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Is being included in a comprehensive rail reform bill, which would include the antitrust exemptions that are in the House bill, as well as the ones that are in the Senate bill, and add that with some major reforms to the Surface Transportation Board. So expect that that legislation may be introduced in the Senate Commerce Committee in the next couple of weeks.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
And right now, they have a lot of issues with service and rate. Sometimes they only are held captive to one rail line. So this would give them some more opportunity to hopefully bring those rates in more of a competitive line.